Take your Bibles and turn to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and then the 23rd Psalm. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and the 23rd Psalm. The title of our thoughts tonight, 10 Reasons to be a Follower of the Lord. Aaron Broughton writes, "Someone once said, every father should remember that one day his son will follow his example instead of his advice," unquote. I think it's very interesting, isn't it? They'll follow his example and not his advice. Just one more thought from fathers on Father's Day. The Lord gave 3 commands to Adam. Number 1, rule over the animals. Rule over the animals. Number 2, multiply and subdue the earth. Multiply and subdue the earth. What was the 3rd one? Do you remember what it was? Cleave unto his wife. Cleave. Those are all good thoughts for a husband, father, to do that which is right. Deuteronomy chapter 6, we'll begin reading at verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Do you believe our Lord is one? The one? The only one? Yes. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. These words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart." Notice, "and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children." That is what was not happening during the time of the judges. The parents forgot to teach their kids. "But thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes, and thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates." Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these thoughts that we've read so far. The importance of teaching our children and our grandchildren the love of the Lord. And Lord, we do realize that all one can do is teach. But Lord, we pray that it would have been at least taught. Bless this church and use it for thy honor and for thy glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Psalm 23. Probably the majority of us could paraphrase this great psalm. And I remember in vacation Bible school one year, we had to learn the 23rd psalm. I needed about 5 weeks instead of 5 days. But I remember that was a goal. And for you that memorize quickly, I am not bitter, but for some of us it takes a longer time. But it says here, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters." Notice verse 3, "He restoreth my soul." You know, sometimes we forget that people need to be encouraged along the road of life. We need to remember that we need to follow the Lord. And sometimes people get tired. My wife and 2 of our grandchildren were just up in the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore Park. And we had been to Chapel Falls. And we had come back and eaten our sandwiches, and now we were headed toward Mosquito Falls. How would you like to go to Mosquito Falls? Doesn't it sound like it could be dangerous? Yes, I took Rudy there when we were up there. We went to Mosquito Falls. And as we are walking towards the falls on the trail, a family was coming towards us, and there was a girl that was maybe 7 or 8, and she was dragging her feet. She was so worn out, and it was like her parents were just walking and they were expecting her to keep up. And we had only been about 60 seconds away from the parking lot. And I felt like telling the girl, you only have an hour to get back to the parking lot. Now, that wouldn't have been very nice, would it? But I told her, I said, you only have a minute to get to the parking lot. She smiled. You know, sometimes we need to encourage people just to keep on keeping on. It says here, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. May I say this? When we remain faithful to the Lord, it's for his honor and glory. It's not for us. It's for him. And we are blessed by doing so. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You look forward to that time in which we're going to be there in heaven. We're going to be with the fellow believers, and we're going to be with those who have gone before. But who do you want to see? You want to see Jesus, right? You want to thank him for his willingness to die on the cross. You know, the Bible tells us that we have all gone astray. Yet the great shepherd hath left the 99 and came and found us. Aren't you glad he wanted us? He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. 10 reasons to be a follower of the Lord. 10 reasons. Number one, the Lord gives my life purpose and meaning. You know, a lot of people are living in this world that have a lot of money. They have a lot of possessions. They have a lot of talent, but they have virtually no purpose for being here because they do not know Jesus Christ as their Savior. See, we are here just as Adam and Eve to bring honor and glory to the Lord and to worship Him. These other things are nice, but the purpose and meaning of our life is to follow the Lord, to follow Him. Number two, I know where to go when I need answers. How many of you had a dad like this? I would go and ask him how to spell a word. And he would say, go look it up. And I would tell him, if I knew how to look it up, I wouldn't have to ask you. Then I would duck. Yes. Did you ever, dad or mother ever say that to you? Go look it up. You know, the problem with today's technology, it'll spell it for you on your phones. In fact, sometimes I try to write a word on my phone just so I know how to spell it. You know, I've gotten smarter than the dictionary. Yes. But I know where to go when I need answers, and a lot of people need answers in our world today. They're looking for answers, and the answers are found in the Word of God. The answers that are most important. Number three, the Lord is my strength and my shield. Do you agree with that? That He is our strength and my shield. The psalmists, plural, over and over again declare our Lord to be our shield, our buckler, our strong tower, our rock, our strength. If we are trying to fight Satan in our own strength, can I tell you this? He's going to win. If you're going to fight Satan, you against him, I'm going to tell you what. It's like Goliath and David. But David had who on his side? He had the Lord on his side. And we need to make sure we have the Lord on our side. Psalm 50:15 says, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. When we are victorious, it brings glory to the Lord. When we are victorious, it is an encouragement to others. It is an encouragement, Diane, to think that you've been saved for over 62 years and still faithful to the Lord. That encourages me. You know, and the others, you know, you talk about, what'd you say, 55 years, and Judy, you said 57? I didn't know you guys were that old. Yeah. But it's an encouragement, right? That there are people who are still serving the Lord after long periods of time. Psalm 56:3 says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee." So when the difficult times come, we need to turn to the Lord and trust him, asking that his will be done. My mother used to say that she believed in the sovereignty of God, that God knew what he was doing, and she trusted him all the way. He grants me wisdom and courage when I need it most. Now, when I was in school, I'm not going to tell you I was the brightest student at Auburn Elementary School. In fact, when I got to Sterling Elementary, I still was not the brightest student around. Now, some of you can say I was the smartest kid in my class, but it wasn't me. When I got to Sterling Junior High School and I was a Spartan there on 19 Mile Road and I was there 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. First time I ever saw Donna was here at the church, and then later I saw her there walking the halls of Sterling Junior High School. She was a transfer from Epler Junior High School between 7th and 8th grade. But I wasn't the smartest student there. Now, you may think, well, Pastor Paul, you must have always been a brainy student. Can I tell you this? You're wrong. When I got to Stevenson High School and the doors had just been open, the previous years, they were sharing the building with Utica High School. And they would do Utica in the morning and Stevenson in the afternoon. And when I got to Stevenson, it was a brand new school. And they only allowed the smartest students to get in. Do you believe that? Because they allowed me in there. When I graduated in 1971 from Stevenson High School, I was dead middle between the A's and those who weren't. C average. You know, some people are really smart. Do you believe we're all created equal? Some of us are really smart. And some of us, well, we struggle. But he grants me wisdom and courage when I need it most. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. He is willing to help us during the difficult times in our life." And do you think that we have been living through difficult times lately? It has been very strange, hasn't it? I mean, I'm just amazed at some of the things that I have read and heard over the last few months. But you know one thing I'm seeing? I'm seeing happier people right now. Because I think that a lot of people feel that they can see the end of the tunnel. And I hope that we can. But sometimes we wonder, Lord, why do we have to go through these things? May I encourage you to tell you it's so we'll keep our eyes on the Lord? One thing I have found that when people take things for granted, the first thing they take for granted is the Lord. They take him for granted. They think he's going to take care of everything. But we need to ask wisdom and courage of him. Number 5, with the Lord, all things are possible. All things are possible. Can I tell you a secret? One of the things I fear as I grow older, that I'm going to do something stupid to be an embarrassment to the church. I fear that I'm going to be an embarrassment. And I ask the Lord, please, please, help me do right. But all things are possible. Number 6, he surrounds me with people who will help me, encourage me, and enlighten me. I think it's important that our best friends be fellow believers. I believe it's important that our best friends and those that we want to spend time with are those who know Christ as their Savior. Because people will influence us. And we need to be around people that will help us, encourage us, and enlighten us, and so that we can help them and encourage them and enlighten them. So that we are both showing what it's like to continue to walk with the Lord. Number 7. The more we abide with our Lord, the more we discover the many depths of God and His Word. It's amazing how you can read the same scripture here and then 6 months later and a year later, and each time the Lord brings blessings to your heart. Do you ever watch a movie? Maybe it's a video you got from the library. Maybe it's something you saw on television. And you watch this movie and someone says, "Did you like it?" And you said, "Yes, one time." One time. You don't ever have to see it again. But do you have certain videos in your collection that you've seen 5 times, 8 times, 10 times? Because every time you see it, you like it. Yeah. There are things like that. We have one called Courageous. Have you seen it? It's a Christian one. I want to take Donna to Georgia so we can go to that church. Sherwood Baptist Church. Was it Albany? Albany, Georgia. But I've seen it 10 times, and every time I see it, I enjoy it. Flywheels, another one from the same church. You know, you see them and they are encouraging. Back there on the control booth, there is the Animals That Defy Evolution. We're watching it now for the 3rd time here at the church. I enjoy watching it. Even the one we just saw this Wednesday about the spider. I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm glad they're in Texas and not up here, but he seemed to be excited about it, didn't he? Yes. But when we read the Word of God, it's not a one-time thing. Over and over again, read it and let the Lord bless you. Let the Holy Spirit move in your heart. Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." You want to remain faithful to God? Stay close to Him. Stay close to Him. Do you know somebody who has drifted from the Lord? You'll find that they did it when they stopped reading their Bible, when they stopped praying, when they stopped attending church. And they drifted. But if we will stay close to the Lord, He will sustain us, because He will not allow the sufferer to be moved. Number 8, I am a better person to my family and friends because of God's love for me. See, if you love the Lord the way you should, you'll love your family more. If you love the Lord the way you should, you'll desire to be closer to your family, not only to your physical family, but to your church family. Stay close to the Lord so that you can love one another. Do you think love's important? What's John 3:16 says? "For God so loved." Love is important. Number 9. Take your Bibles, turn to Jeremiah chapter 29, if you would, please. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Number 9. "I know the Lord has plans for me." I know the Lord has plans for me. Does that excite you, that He has a plan for you? Have you ever planned something out, you thought it was going to be perfect, and everything just fell apart? Isn't it frustrating? Yes. Verse 11 of Jeremiah 29. "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of what? Peace, and not of evil, to give you an expected end. The Bible tells us there's appointed unto man once to die. There is an end. But we want to make sure that when we get to the end, the Lord can say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. We want to make sure that when we finish the course, we can be like Paul and say, I've kept the faith. I've remained faithful. The Lord has a plan for me. Let me ask you this. Do you know people who the Lord has a plan for who have stopped and they are not serving the Lord the way they should? The Lord has a plan for them, but they're not getting it done. Isaiah chapter 55, if you would, please. Isaiah 55, just right before Jeremiah, is Isaiah chapter 55, and we'll look at verse 8. Jeremiah 55, verse 8. And the Lord says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Now, I'm going to tell you this, that's true. That is absolutely true. How many of us would think, man, if I were God, I would do this. I wouldn't allow these things to happen. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it to bring forth the bud, that it might may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that or be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The Lord has a plan. And I'm going to tell you this, I'd rather be in the plan than out of the plan. I would rather be part of the ministry than out of the ministry. I would rather be part of the church going forward than throwing an anchor out the back, keeping us from going on. We need to all be going forward in the Lord's plan. And number 10, boy, didn't I tell you we'd get there quickly? Yes, number 10, the Lord provides me with all I really need in life. Now, I would dare say all of you could say, not only does he provide what I need, he has provided what I want. Because, be honest, we want a lot of things, and God has blessed us beyond measure. It's amazing. Psalm 68, verse 19. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Selah. Psalm 68, verse 19. That's a special verse, folks. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits. We have so much. It's amazing. He provides me what I really need. Psalm 89, 15. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. What sound? The sound of salvation. It's a blessing to be in a church where the gospel is proclaimed week in and week out. Not a social gospel, not entertainment, but the word of God. And blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. We need to have it. And God has provided it. Psalm 40, verse 11b. O Lord, let thy loving kindness and thy truth continually preserve me. Thy truth. Truth is important, folks. Can I say this? A lie is a lie, even if everyone believes it. And the truth is the truth, even if no one believes it. Evolution has been crammed down our throat for decades, even to the point that a lot of people cannot think that there of any other way that we got here, but that's a lie. And if you tell a lie long enough and loud enough, people believe it. But be glad you have the Word of God and a church that proclaims the truth of creation. Psalm 40, verse 16. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. Let such as love thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. He provides what is necessary. And then David wrote in Psalm 37, 25b, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. It's important to stay close to the Lord. It's important that we walk with Him so that we are blessed. 10 reasons to follow the Lord. Shall we stand together?